Is it the same on the inside as the watermelon?
No, it'll be white when you cut it open. It won't be red.
And a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after rains.
Toadstool.
Any other name for that?
No.
What about mushroom?
Mushroom?
Uh-huh.
Mushroom, yeah. I've heard it called mushroom, yeah.
That
toadstools, that's the same thing in this, but toadstool is your most popular term. Because mushroom's something you eat.
Do you eat toadstools?
Certain kinds you can. There's certain kinds that are edible.
Uh-huh.
If you know, if you can recognize that, if you know you're, if you know what you're doing, there's certain kinds that are edible, yeah.
It's something that people smoke made out of tobacco.
Cigarette?
And?
Cigar?
And say someone asked you if you were able to do something, you say, sure, I
can do that.
And if you weren't able to,
I cannot do that.
Or no,
I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
And if you just refuse to do it, you say, no, I
won't.
And someone asked you about sundown to do some work, you say, well, I got up to work before sunup, and I, what, all I'm going to today?
I've done all I'm going to do today.
Okay. Do you ever say, I've done and worked all I'm going to today?
No.
Or I've done work?
No.
Do you ever hear people use the word done to mean already?
Yeah. I done it.
Uh-huh.
I done it.
Or do you ever hear he done finished that? Or?
You'll hear it in your black some. Your less educated ones.
Uh-huh.
He done did that.
But you would never say that?
I wouldn't say it, no.
And you tell a child you're not doing what you
said you would do.
Or what you
promised.
Or meaning that that's what they should do. You say you're not doing what you
should do.
Or another way of saying that, you're not doing what you
supposed to do.
Or using the word ought, you say you're not doing what you
ought to do.
And if a child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Or he.
Or bet he did something that he wasn't supposed to do.
Or using the word ought, you say.
Ought not to have done.
And say if you've done something that was hard work, you've done it all by yourself, and all the time a friend of yours is just standing around watching you, without offering to help. When you get through, you go over to your friend and you say, instead of just standing there, you know, you might
could have helped me.
Huh?
You might could have helped me.
Okay. And someone asks you if you'll be able to do something next week. You say, well, I'm not sure, but
I might be able to.
Okay. What about I might could?
I might could, yeah.
And the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Owl.
What different kinds of owls are there?
I don't know.
What do you call
a hoot owl?
Huh?
A hoot owl.
Okay. What about the small one?
Small owl, yeah. There's a little hoot owl is a big one.
Uh-huh.
And the small one is a small one.
Do you ever hear a screech owl or a scrooge owl?
Screech owl. I don't know what it is. I've heard the term screech owl.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard any other name for it? Squinch owl? Or?
No.
And the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker. Woodpecker.
Any
red-headed
other,
woodpecker.
Any other name for them?
No.
What do you call the large ones?
The large woodpeckers? Well, the grown ones are redheads. When the head's red, they're grown. Red-headed woodpecker, grown woodpecker.
Have you ever heard the term peckerwood?
Peckerwood, yeah. Peckerwood, yeah.
Have you ever heard that used about people?
Yeah, he's a peckerwood. Used to have a teacher used to say that.
What would it mean?
A dumb dumb. You know, act like a peckerwood.
Okay.